Chapter 11. A strange encounter. Il fait noir comme dans un four, ou comme dans l'espace profond, outer space. Jamal allume son téléphone portable en mode lampe. Je prends sa main dans la mienne. Nikki ferme la marche.
Do you hear that sound?
An electric guitar. We follow it to a door. Blue, with strange windows. That reminds me of something. Oh yes, of course, the TARDIS. Who's playing that music? I ask.
It's the Doctor.
Nikki answers.
He plays the guitar whenever he gets bored.
We push the door and discover a huge space with machines, cables, screens. The Doctor is sitting on a chair, playing the same hard rock riff over and over again. He stops when he sees us. The thermos is beside him, still intact.
Oh, good. Visitors.
Il pose sa guitare, se lève, vient à notre rencontre avec cette nonchalance qui n'appartient qu'aux Anglais. I forgot, he's not English, he's Scottish.
Hi, guys. Apparently, you've got a story to tell me about.
Il se tourne vers le thermos.
This.
Il s'adosse au pupitre du TARDIS et ajoute.
Do tell me, I love stories. I'm all ears.
Il adore les histoires. Il est tout oreille. En tout cas, c'est moi qui le regarde. Je fais un pas en avant et je raconte. Je ne vous retranscris pas tout in extenso, mais sachez que j'ai bien restitué mon séjour à Brighton. Et si jamais la prof d'anglais me demande de raconter mes vacances à la rentrée, j'aurai au-dessus de la moyenne. Je vous offre quand même un extrait. We were eating ice cream on the pier in Brighton.
What flavor?
M'interrompt le docteur. Cherry and strawberry. Why?
1866, the Paris Commune. You are French, aren't you? Cherry time, le temps des cerises. Important song.
Nikki vient à ma rescousse.
And Zoe discovered this thing under the pier, in the water.
Après, je lui raconte comment Jamal nous a aidés à identifier son contenu, cette histoire d'élixir de jouvence qui se vendrait au prix de l'or liquide. Tim et Daphne lui ont donné le thermos sans savoir ce qu'il contenait. Maintenant, il faut décider ce que nous devons faire avec.
So, this is not a laxative. The script girl must have misheard.
Oh, la version proposée par Nikki à la script, j'avais oublié.
I wonder.
Le docteur laisse sa phrase en suspens. Il prend le thermos et le tient devant lui, comme Hamlet tient le crâne quand il déclame son fameux « to be or not to be ». Vous apprécierez la référence culturelle.
How this got to be in Brighton?
Perhaps Korsakov was in Brighton and he lost it.
Jamal proposes.
Or, perhaps, this thing is just a bottle with a message inside it. Travelling round the world, from ocean to ocean, looking for the right person to open it.
Notre acteur digresse. Et en plus, il parle de l'ouvrir. Je m'apprête à remettre les points sur les i. Il est plus rapide.
Eternal life. What do you think about that?
Nous nous taisons. Les pensées se bousculent dans ma tête. La vie éternelle, c'est quand même pas rien.
If I could make a suggestion.
Jamal starts. Nous nous tournons vers lui.
Humans make enough trouble while they're alive. War and torture and hatred. If they were to become immortal.
Il se tait, la gorge nouée. Je lui malaxe l'épaule.
If this was the real TARDIS,
the Doctor resumes,
we could go back to the beginning of humanity and make eternal Neanderthals that would put a stop to evolution. But life isn't a sci-fi series.
Eternal life.
Nikki murmurs.
No, too boring. I want to be an adult, to drive a car, have a credit card, be free.
And work, and spend hours in trains, and get old, and fight with your teenage children all the time.
Life is what you make of it. Je viens de parler. Eh ouais. Et j'aurais Dark Vador en face de moi, je ne serais pas moins convaincue. La vie nous pousse vers la mort, mais on peut la rendre belle, faire des choix.
Years without end.
The doctor continues, holding up the thermos flask for us all to admire.
Centuries of power. But think about the people you love, your friends, your parents.
I look at Nikki, then at Jamal. He's looking at me.
If they have enough money to buy their own part of immortality, that's fine. You create a society of immortals. But if they haven't?
Nikki asks. The doctor smiles.
You'll be alone for a long, long time.
Nous sommes d'accord. Cet élixir de vie est contre nature. Il faut le faire disparaître.
I don't age.
The doctor continues.
I regenerate again and again. And sometimes I feel so tired.
He sighs.
You mortals know that each day might be your last. Consequently, the best of you live full and rich lives. You're generous, adventurous, loving.
He sighs again.
The elixir would destroy all that.
Lentement, et nous fixant tour à tour, le docteur dévisse le bouchon, ce qui produit un léger bruit de gaz sous pression. Il porte le thermos à sa bouche.
Stop!
Hurle Nikki.
You are crazy!
Il la calme d'un index dressé, le vide en quelques gorgées, fait un drôle de bruit avec sa langue. Puis il retourne le thermos. Il est vide.
He makes a theatrical pause. None of us are breathing.
Some people live more in 20 years than others do in 80,
he says.
It's not the amount of time that matters, it's the person. Not the quantity, the quality.
He looks at us.
No, that's profound.
He adds, proud of him. Nick is frowning.
That's funny. It sounds like a quote from Doctor Who.
The doctor looks surprised.
Does it? I'll have to put it in the next episode then. So, I saved you from eternity. No eternal life. No new beginnings. No decisions to be made.
Just lives to live,
says Nikki. Jamal and I look at each other again. Yes, just lives to live.
Do you want the thermos? As a souvenir? I can have another one made for the show.
I hold out my hand. The doctor throws the thermos. I catch it. We all turn to go.
I can't believe it,
Nikki murmurs.
He drank the whole thermos flask.
I thought I told you to stay in the car, to wait, not to move.
Nous nous jetons sur la banquette arrière. Tim n'insiste pas. Il se met au volant, quitte le parking, attrape une voie rapide, sort de Cardiff, direction la côte sud de l'Angleterre.
Where were you?
Daphne asks.
Just having a look around,
Nikki replies.
What about you?
Silence. Sighs. They seem happier than ever.
So?
Nikki repeats after 30 miles of pure silence.
What happened?
It was the best weekend of our lives,
Tim says.
We were allowed into his dressing room.
Daphne fait le geste de s'habiller et de se maquiller pour que je comprenne. Ils ont pu aller dans sa loge.
And, I insist.
And he was just amazing. He listened to the story, said it was wonderful, called in his personal assistant to tape it and take the idea to the screenwriters.
Si j'ai bien suivi, Il a été incroyable, a écouté et aimé, et fait enregistrer notre histoire pour la transmettre aux scénaristes. Mais qui les a reçus? I exchange a look with Nikki, who appears as lost as I am. So I carry on. Who did you meet exactly? I ask. Tim.
The doctor, of course.
Me. The actor who is playing the doctor, you mean? Tim.
Of course, it was the actor. We're not mad. Doctor Who doesn't exist.
Me. And he liked our story? Tim.
Your story is remarkable. He's already sent it to the screenwriters. Well done, kids.
Me, feeling increasingly lost. Did you get the thermos back? Daphne.
He lost the thermos. He was sorry.
On se force à sourire, mais on est un peu perdu en fait. Je regarde le thermos dans ma main. Quelque chose ne va pas.